Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We're coming to you from Herb's Coffee House in Dallas, Texas. It's really become a great place of ministry for us, Kent. We do our Bible study here. Our church used to meet here as well. And now we're still doing these daily devotions from this place. So it's become very special to me. And in this session, we want to talk about our wrathful God, meaning that God is full of wrath. And that is a part of God that people don't like to think about. But the fact of the matter is, it is true. Our text is Romans 1, verse 18. Listen to this, Kent. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. This tells us that God is a God of wrath, and it is a necessary part of the holiness of God, that because God is flawlessly perfect, He is morally without sin, all that is contrary to God, God hates, and God is provoked with anger towards that which does not conform to His perfect character. And so, Kent, as we begin this study, I do want to say this, that we make no apology for divine wrath. In fact, there is a sense in which we glory in divine wrath because it is a part of God. And it's not a dark side of God. There is no dark side of God. 1 John 1, verse 5 says, God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. So there is no darkness in God. There is no dark side of God. It's all light. It's all true. It's all holy. It's all pure. It's all right. And that is equally true for the wrath of God. Now, what does this word wrath mean? Here in Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God. It's a Greek word I'm going to pronounce because you're going to hear an English word in it. Orge. Or orgy. In a sinful way, an orgy is a place with heated passions, sensual passions. But there's a positive side of this word, and it is those who are zealous with heated excitement for the truth, for holiness, for virtue, for righteousness. And the wrath of God, His orge, is His inflamed anger towards sin and towards sinners, that God has burning passion against all that is contrary to His holy being. In Deuteronomy 1, in verse 34, it says that God is angry. He's angry with the wicked. And this word for anger is a Hebrew word that means to be provoked to wrath and to anger, even to put oneself in a rage. And I think what we need to take from this, Kent, as we try to bring into focus who God is and what God is like, that God is not a stoic without emotions, that God is not just a mechanical maker, making chess moves in heaven, even emotionally disconnected from what takes place on the earth. In Ephesians 4, it says that the Holy Spirit is grieved when we sin. And we need to understand that God has emotions. We are made in the image of God, meaning like God. And as we have a righteous indignation against that which is unlawful, so God has righteous indignation, 10,000 times 10,000. Exodus 4, verse 14 says, the anger of the Lord burned against Moses. And that word really means the burning of the nose. And it's the idea of burning anger, intense fury within God, that there is this passionate distaste and loathing of that which is contrary to his most holy being. And maybe just one more verse. Proverbs 6 says that there are six things that the Lord hates, yet, yes, seven things. God is not indifferent to the sins of this world. God is not passive. God is passionate against all that really violates his holy character. So what must God be thinking and feeling as he looks today into the world and he sees a world as it was in the days of Noah, perhaps even far beyond the days of Noah, when God just wiped out the entire earth except for eight people? Let us remember that God is an angry God, which only serves to enlarge our understanding of his love.
Yeah.
That God has chosen to love those with whom he was angry. But anyway, this is the wrath of God. So let's talk about this, Ken.
Well, I was thinking as you were visiting how our minds are kind of taught as we grow up certain ways and certain things that we talk about are biblically really inaccurate. And one of them I'd like for you to explain is that there's a lot said that as believers growing up that God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Can you address that common thought that we've all said for a long time as we've been taught sometimes? How does this tie into the wrath of God and who he is?
Yeah. Ken, I'm going to read some verses that are going to be shocking for some of our listeners, but we have to get our arms around the whole Bible and not just cherry-pick certain verses. Mm-hmm. But this has to be included in our understanding of God. Psalm 5, verse 4, "For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil dwells with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes." Now listen to this. "You hate all who do iniquity." Mm. Now that doesn't say that he hates the iniquity, though he does, but that he hates the person who commits iniquity. "You hate all who do iniquity." Listen to the next verse. "You destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the man of bloodshed and deceit." That's shocking.
Yeah, it's not. It's kind of not what we've been hearing.
No, it isn't. That God just loves everybody, and God's just happy with everybody.
Yeah.
Psalm 7, verse 11. "God is a righteous judge and a God who has indignation every day." It's not just at the end of the age God will have indignation and pour out his wrath, but every day leading up to that day, including today, this day, God has indignation toward this sinful world. Verse 12, "If a man does not repent, God will sharpen his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has prepared for himself deadly weapons. He makes his arrows fiery shafts." This is the God of heaven and earth. This is the God of the Bible. And we need to be reminded of this, because I think we think of God as some doting grandfather in heaven, just patting sinners on the head and saying, "I love you just the way you are."
Yeah.
Listen, God is angry with you just the way that you are in your sin. And then we come to Psalm 11, and we read, "The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. And the one who loves violence, God's soul hates."
Wow. So that puts a whole different light on the bad news. Because you've always said to understand the good news, you got to know the bad news. The bad news you're saying is God's wrath is abiding on all sinners apart
right
from him.
Now.
He hates them.
Right now.
He hates the sin and the person.
Yes. And that God now would demonstrate it, His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
That God would now choose to sovereignly demonstrate His love toward those who are under His wrath, mm-hmm. who are the objects of His anger, that God would choose to love them. He's choosing to love not people who are in some neutral state in no man's land, but those who are justly the object of His wrath. Mm. He could have left us under His wrath and have dealt justly with us. But for God now to offer and extend love to us through the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ magnifies the love of God. It's like putting a diamond on a black velvet backdrop. Mm-hmm. It's the black velvet backdrop that causes the diamond to shine even brighter.
That's awesome.
So let us remember that the wrath of God is a necessary part of the being of God. And it will be the final day, the day of wrath. Hell will be a place of wrath. But upon the cross, Jesus suffered our wrath for all who will put their trust in Him. So, thank you for joining us today. And if you're not a Christian, if you're not a believer, you need to flee to the only refuge that there is, the only safe place, and that is in the saving hands and arms of Jesus Christ. And until you do so, God's wrath abides on you. And He is offering His love and His mercy and His grace to you in His Son, Jesus Christ. But that is the only safe place that you will find refuge from His wrath, is in the saving arms of Him who died upon the cross for sinners. So flee to Christ this very moment, and you will find forgiveness. But remain where you are, and you will be forever crushed by His wrath. May you act upon the gospel this very moment. Thank you for joining us. Perhaps this was intended in such a special way for you today. God bless you.